Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 396. We're watching Warp Speed 2.0. Trump is bringing in the Beast system, and it's all one big military operation, this Beast system. Iron mixed with clay, graphene oxide mixed in you. I've mentioned that for 3 years. Wrote a book about it, and it is moving fast. So this VCast, we're going to just demonstrate more operation, that all of this is a coordinated Beast system plan, and it's being fulfilled right before your eyes. The first story I want to cover that demonstrates this is Final Days Report episode 346 and many others going way back. We've talked about how AI will be the judge. It'll be police. We played Larry Ellison talking about drones being the first to the scene of the crime, a drone going to a fire to see if a human actually lit the fire. But this will be your judge, your jury. They're going to actually destroy judges. There's going to be so much corruption that comes out that people will want an AI judge. But now it's worse. We have also talked about the AI doctor over the past 3 years. And get this, this is a bill. It's just a bill, but let's read. All information except text for H.R. 238 to amend Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to clarify that artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies can qualify as practitioner eligible to prescribe drugs if authorized by the state. So they're going to allow AI to prescribe drugs, their big pharma drugs. And this fits what Larry Ellison talked about that we played, where he said, we'll be able to do a blood test and see if there's cancer and then have a drug made just for you. And all of this fits that leak about your DNA with 23andMe. This is a DNA war. They want to hook you up to the hive mind, optogenetics. I mean, is this crazy? This is moving faster than I even thought. We have doctors in our family and people going to med school as well. I sent this article to a bunch of them. I'm like, this is creepy. It's almost like you're going to need to specialize in something that AI can't really take your place. And that's even in question once Elon launches his robot. For example, if you wanted to be a surgeon, when will AI do surgery better than a doctor? Crazy. Running fast. This whole thing is running fast. Now, as a marketer, that was my professional career. I used to be a marketer, director of marketing level, general manager level for Fortune 100 companies was my job. And I can see how they're building this Beast system with the branding of X. And I've mentioned this before. Twitter had a great brand equity. And think of all the impressions with that logo. And even the action of Twitter of doing a tweet. I mean, that's just equity. That's what we call brand equity. And then Elon buys Twitter, switches the name to X. But he's building this portfolio of brands, right? With Starlink, with the X. With XAI, that's the fake god. That's their AI version. And now we have Stargate, Starlink. Then we have X and Neuralink. X, that payment system. This screams Mark of the Beast, Mark of the Beast systems. These 10 kings might be tech companies. But this was a creepy text. If successful, X will evolve to be the collective consciousness of humanity, or more accurately, the human machine collective. And remember, Elon said with Neuralink, they don't need a chip. They have neural lace. You need to think nanotech, and it has read-write capabilities when you're hooked up to artificial intelligence. I mean, this is insanity. So this X brand is being primed for the Mark of the Beast, some sort of overlay to authenticate you to make a payment with your DNA. You can see this whole thing coming, my friends. And it even gets more interesting. Elon Musk says there will be no phones in the future. Again, this is that bio-digital convergence. This is that wireless body area network measuring you under the skin and mind controlling you. And we've covered DARPA people talking about this technology that's 10, 15 years old, how they can control and manipulate your mind. Look up Operation Crimson Mist on sjwellfire.com. They're so far ahead of what they're telling us. And I follow End Times Reveal on Telegram. I think she posts a lot of good stuff. And she is giving a warning Let me read from her post. This morning, whilst I was in a fellowship on a call with a dear sister, all of a sudden, a huge purple flash appeared on my phone, and then it went dead. It came back on the Samsung logo and model number, and then this new software started updating on my phone called One UI. One, anything one is satanic. We've covered that before. I apologize about the quality of the picture, and I'll put the picture within this VCast. I apologize about the quality of the picture, but I literally had 5 seconds to get it snapped. I called my sister in Christ back to take a photo whilst I was on the laptop. I have never seen software update that quickly. I've never seen this One UI software on my phone. It has never asked me to update my phone with this software. It has always been Samsung update. Yesterday, I shared my post with you all about Elon posting that Starlink would be linked to every cell phone in the world, and it would happen on 27th January 2025. It has taken place and happened to my phone. Then I went to and researched, and this new software has got quantum encryption keys, which connects all devices to Starlink. This is a playbook. To add to this controversy, the UI is being shown in a movie she goes to talk about. I'll forward her post to my channel on Telegram at sjwellfire.com. Or, and again, her channel's name, if you're on Telegram, is The End Times Reveal. Very good channel. She has about 15,000 followers there. And she, I don't think she's right about everything, but I'm sure you don't agree with me on everything, right? But we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. So this is a playbook. How would Elon get access to your phone if it's not all by design, my friends? And I'm going back to this X tweet from Elon. If successful, X will evolve to the collective consciousness of humanity, or more accurately, the human machine collective. Human machine hooking you up to AI. What did they poke with their nanotech? 5 billion people? This is aptogenetics. This is mind controlism. It's one big party. Now, I just was thinking about X and this branding of X. And if you follow our ministry, we have a theory that maybe Elon might be the false prophet or one of many false prophets. And his religion is Scientism, Luciferianism, right? Baphomet boy. I'm like, X, how could X be tied to the mark of the beast? So I just did a quick search, and I'm not saying this guy is right, but I just thought it was interesting. There was one thing that popped up in Google, and he wrote a book, The Mark of the Beast. Is it 666 or is it X? Question mark. And it's from Reverend Dr. Tommy Rodriguez Jr. And so I started researching what he came up with, and it all stems back to the Kabbalah, which is interesting, right? The woman of the book of Revelation. Search that on sjwellfire.com to get more insights. But let's read the Kabbalah. The number 666 is actually used to represent the creation and perfection of the world. Kabbalah, right? We've talked a lot about Kabbalah. Since we're ultimately trying to explore the X, it should also be noted that in Greek, the letter X, chi, has a numeric equivalent of 600. So 666 equals XXX. In Roman numerals, the X is equal to 10, which is the number of the Sephirot in Kabbalah, Tree of Life. Tex Mars, Codex Magica, in his book, he cited Freemasons, basically went on to say that Freemasons deem the letter X as a symbol of transformation. So you're going to be transferred. You're going to be transferred in that VCast that we did two or three ago about how AI is the new Tower of Babel. This is a genetic war. So there's something about X with these witches and warlocks and Satanists that ties to the Mark of the Beast, and it ties to artificial intelligence. I'm going to try to buy this book and see what this gentleman has to say. And I'll put in the notes, there was an article that I just read from that was probably 10, 15 pages long, called the IlluminatiWatcher.com, Decoding Illuminati Symbolism, Mark of the Beast, X. You need to think about this. X-Men, they go over all of X symbolism with Hollywood and rock stars on their album covers, tattoos. X is everywhere. We have been programmed with X, and it was a fascinating, fascinating read. So keep your head on a swivel there. Now, here's where it even gets more interesting. Stargate, the new venture that Trump announced that we covered the last podcast. So I looked up Stargate, and some other truthers actually covered this as well. The Stargate project was a secret U.S. military army unit established by the Defense Intelligence Agency and SRA International in 1977 at Fort Meade, Maryland. Its primary focus was on researching potential for psychic phenomenon, such as remote viewing. They are remote viewing. And if you talk to witches, there's been testimonies of witches with the silver cord of being able to remote view. And there's been testimonies of Christians that have cut the silver cord. It's spiritual warfare on another level. And so it's just interesting. They name the Stargate. And then you think about it. They've talked about how they can read and write your memory. And if you're hooked up to this AI machine, and it can measure you under the skin, it can measure your brain, it knows what you're thinking. We're living in wild, wild times, my friends. Wild times. So Stargate is a project that's been going on forever, and it gets even deeper. This is where it gets wicked, is how are all these players linked up with X? Well, Elon Musk, or X, had to actually say who bought X. So Elon Musk was forced by a judge to release the names of the people who bought X with him in August of 2024. One of the names is none other than Larry Ellison, or the Oracle CEO, that is helping to launch Stargate, you know, our new Stargate fellow, via the Lawrence J. Ellison Trust. As revealed in our interview with Karen Kingston, and this is from Z Media, Ellison's Oracle data collection software's first customer was the CIA. So I started diving deep into the CIA and Oracle. And there was an article I read that said, if it wasn't for the CIA funding Oracle, they wouldn't have a company. And then Oracle, you need to think of the name Oracle, what it means to tell the future. All of this screams Luciferian witchcraft. Amongst many other suspect and AI overlord players, another weird name on the list was Sean Combs Capital. You read that right, Diddy. So they're all one big team. So X and Larry Ellison are tied at the hip. They're partners. And again, check out our series, Is Elon Musk the False Prophet? And I highly recommend It's All One Big Military Operation, Foundation Report, episode 375, because it's going to be measuring everything on land, sea, air, in your home. Now, here's where it gets even more creepy. So we know the CIA-funded Oracle. I remember hearing a famous podcaster talk about how he was at a dinner sitting next to somebody, and somebody looked at him, probably thought it was a Freemason, and said, you know, you run China's Federal Reserve Bank. It's one big club. But we've talked about this before. Trump signs promised executive action to delay TikTok ban for 75 days. So they were off for what, a day, TikTok was? But now, from NPR News, exclusive, White House in talks to have Oracle and U.S. investors take over TikTok. You can't make this up. So they need to put TikTok into this all-knowing beast system. So I wouldn't doubt it if TikTok morphs somehow into X. And we called that the last VCast, and it's coming true. Now, here's where it gets even more creepy. Final Days Report, episode 305, we talked about how the Department of Energy funds the Genome Project that is part of this nanotech biohacking you. And then it's linked to the Eugenics Institute. And here's where it all ties together. According to research from University of Massachusetts Amherst, humans can potentially be used as a way to harvest energy from 6G networks, essentially acting as antennas by using their bodies to collect waste radio frequency energy, which could be used to power small devices. It goes back to Elon saying, you're going to be the cell phone. meaning in a sense, humans could run 6G by contributing to its energy source through their bodies. Now, I'm going to play a video of Trump talking about how this AI Stargate infrastructure, this backbone, this little god, is going to have their own power source. And Trump even, he'll say it. He'll say, our grid is garbage. So if they take down the grid, AI will still be working. So all of a sudden now Starlink is hooking up to your phones with their Grok AI embedded in it on a lot of phones. Do you see how the beast system is rolling? You're going to be the power source. They need to keep poking you. That's why they're going to try to poke you with cures for cancer, with their operating system, with their software. Don't fall for it. Do not fall for it. But going back to Trump, if the grid goes down, this AI beast system will still be up and running because, and again, this is an end of days Watchman news ministry. I've had many dreams that came true on a personal basis. Then I started to have some very, very prophetic type dreams. And one of them I've covered years ago was I just remember cars not running. There was somebody that was at my house that I was living in at the time with a horse and buggy. I actually lived by a bunch of horse farms back in the day when I was in Illinois in the Chicago suburbs. So they'll shut the grid down for a bit, but this AI beast system will still be up and running. And then I've talked about the dreams where I think they'll launch free energy devices. But you'll definitely have to be part of this system. It's wild. It's wild.
Just 2 days ago, Oracle, SoftBank, and OpenAI announced a $500 billion investment in AI infrastructure. Other companies likewise have announced billions and billions and billions, adding up to trillions of investment in America, in the United States. And what I'd like to see is rapid approvals. We're going to get very rapid approvals in the United States, like with the AI plans, talking to many people want to build them. That's going to be a very big thing. We're going to build electric generating facilities. They are going to build. I'm going to get them the approval. Under emergency declaration, I can get the approvals done myself without having to go through years of waiting. And the big problem is we need double the energy we currently have in the United States. Can you imagine? For AI to really be as big as we want to have it, because it's a very competitive, it'll be very competitive with China and others. So I'm going to give emergency declarations so that they can start building them almost immediately. And I think it was largely my idea because nobody thought this was possible. It wasn't that they were not smart because they're the smartest, but I told them that what I want you to do is build your electric generating plant right next to your plant as a separate building connected. And they said, wow, you're kidding. And I said, no, I'm not kidding. You don't have to hook into the grid, which is old and, you know, could be taken out. If it's taken out, they wouldn't have any way to get any electricity. So we are going to allow them to go on a very rapid basis to build their plant, build the electric generating plant. They can fuel it with anything they want. I told them that what I want you to do is build your electric generating plant right next to your plant as a separate building connected. And they said, wow, you're kidding. And I said, no, I'm not kidding. You don't have to hook into the grid, which is old and, you know, could be taken out. If it's taken out, they wouldn't have any way to get any electricity.
Here we go with vaccines again. You know, this is Operation Warp Speed 2.0. So remember, Trump funded Operation Warp Speed 1.0. He authorized it. He put $18 billion behind it. Now we're talking about $500 billion. It was presented as private investment. I'm calling hooey on that. It's not private investment because a lot of the people involved are government contractors, you know, and now that we're running the government finances on a secret basis, you know, you're not going to come up with this $500 billion privately. It's based one way or another, it's coming through the government. So this is a Manhattan kind of project to win at AI. Now, if the cover story is vaccines and they're really serious, what you need to know is that mRNA vaccines, first of all, it's not a vaccine. I'm assuming they're calling it a vaccine because they want indemnification. mRNA technology is poison. It's toxic. There is an excellent book that Sutrit Bhakti and Dr. Michael Palmer wrote from Doctors for COVID Ethics. It's up at Solari. It's up at the Doctors for COVID Ethics. It's called mRNA Vaccine Toxicity. Mary Holland wrote the foreword. I wrote the afterword. And it explains in great detail how what a killing technology this is. So we're talking about technology that, you know, we know of as of today, based on Denny Rancor's work, Mark Skidmore's work, this has killed and disabled millions of people. And so the notion that we're going, and you need indemnification. If you're a pharmaceutical company and you're injecting mRNA technology into people, you know, you need indemnification because financially you can't afford to kill that many people without being indemnified, right? So this is very dangerous stuff. And there are two things that are dangerous to the average person. One is they're going to take all your data, including private healthcare data, consolidate it into an operation where it can be consolidated with all other data in a way that builds a digital control grid. This is the infrastructure for the digital concentration camp. But second, if they really do give people mRNA technologies or inject us with mRNA, a lot of people are going to die. And what's frightening is we've seen that the adverse event coming off of mRNA injections is cancer. So right. Let me take you back. I just want to take you back to before the COVID injections rolled out. I receive a business newsletter, which I find to be very accurate and very good. And I think it was the summer of 2020, before the injections rolled out, they started in December, I got a copy and they had just a little paragraph or so that said, investors are very excited about what they're going to get with mRNA technology because they're after COVID injections are made, they're going to make injections. And then they proceeded to describe a whole series of diseases that were in fact the adverse events from vaccines. So if you look at the business model, it's fantastic because you give people poison, they get symptoms of toxicity, then you declare those disease, and then you make another poison to give them. Do you know what I mean? And around you go. It's an incredibly profitable financial treadmill. And we have seen investors all around the world being proposed to build these huge mega factories of just-in-time vaccines. So this is happening not just in the U.S., but if my feedback from the investment community is correct, you know, these mega factories are being built all around the world and they're planning. Now, finally, here's the question. You know, the people who've been making this stuff, you know, when the injections come out and get injected, what we're finding in the materials is all sorts of materials that nobody knows what they are. So we have secret ingredients again. So the question is, for the healthcare component of this, what's the real goal? And your guess is good as mine, but if you look at how extraordinarily dangerous mRNA technology is, you know, what you need to know is, one, you've got a real, real privacy issue here because you have many of the top contractors, government contractors, private corporations in the world who's going to have unbelievable access to all your data. They're going to have more data on you than you have on you because it's going to be 24/7. Coming in on the, you know, sort of the digital technology. So you've got a real privacy issue, number one. And number two, if there's any effort to force you to take this stuff, you're really talking about a mass atrocity. So this is Warp Speed 2.0 combined with an incredible competition between us and China over AI. And it's extraordinary. And one of the things that was interesting is if you look at the record of Ellison and Altman, you know, who we could go into, it was remarkable that the president would stand up and propose putting $500 billion into their pocket to do these things. So I would say if you were the people who've been supporting Trump on the theory that he's going to help Americans end the great poisoning, it's sure to say you were sadly disappointed. And the only thing I could do to make you feel better is I think the real goal here is to build the data center infrastructure for a control grid and a digital ID and an all digital financial system. Healthcare is just the excuse.
I'm almost lost for words. But then it gets even more nefarious with this beast system. We've talked about this before, of how it just so happens Trump is going after Bitcoin in a way, like promoting it. But you got to ask the question, why? Because Bitcoin and a lot of these cryptocurrencies will be on the blockchain. And they'll say they're not hackable. I'm not so sure. Who has the keys to the ledger, my friends? But a little bit about his executive order. Trump advocates for U.S.-based Bitcoin production to enhance energy dominance. Currently, less than 50% of Bitcoin mining computational power is based in the U.S., facing competition from countries like China and Russia. So they want to have more energy independence, which I agree with. They want to have more energy independence for supporting industries like AI and cryptocurrency mining. This is more energy independence for the B system. Trump declared a national emergency to expedite oil and gas projects, which I agree with, arguing that lower energy costs would benefit households and support these high energy industries. You see, cheap electricity to fund your enslavement. Here's Trump's quote from the video. So they'll have to produce a lot of energy. He's talking about this AI infrastructure. They'll have to produce a lot of electricity, and we'll make it possible for them to get that production done very easily at their own plants if they want. Where they build at the plant, the AI plant, they'll build an energy generation that would be incredible, and it'd probably be never a target in war. So it'll always be there. This is the beast system, my friends. They're rolling it out. And you know, the next pandemic, they're going to say cash is spreading the disease and or drugs. People are dying from holding cash. So they got to get rid of cash. You can just see the playbook because they need to be able to track everything that you do. All right. We can never forget. I remember hearing this years ago. The World Wide Web is 666. And the web can be used for good, right? Many people have been saved from the web. But eventually, this thing's going to stranglehold us all, especially with ID 2020. The numerical value of Vav is 6. So the English WWW translated into Hebrew is Vav, 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 which literally means 666. And here's where I find it interesting. Trump wants to get California to require voter ID to get disaster aid. But once you peel back the onion and its wings are the same bird, they need Satan to have lawlessness, to have corrupt elections. So, of course, voter ID is going to be required. But this is going to parlay into ID 2020, electronic voter ID, because Biden signed some executive orders that really pushes the electronic ID 2020. You got to scratch your head. Wings of the same bird. And this woman in church, she had a dream of a man in a white horse. The dream was all white. Let me step back. She had a dream of a man on a white horse. The whole dream was white. And she saw California, and the man was in the clouds with the white horse, and he had a white top hat on. This, to me, screams this beast system. They're going to roll it out in California. And she was disturbed by this dream. She sensed evil with this dream. Top hat. Look up top hat in the symbolism with Freemasonry. Trump wants California to require voter ID to get disaster aid. Wild, my friends. A little bit about the cryptocurrency executive order. We're here from the government and we're here to save you. This is what this reminds me of from Ronald Reagan. Regulatory framework. The working group includes key figures like the Treasury Secretary, SEC Chair, and other relevant department heads. Their goal is to develop a regulatory framework for digital assets, including stablecoins. Crypto-friendly policies. Point two, Trump has emphasized the need for lighter regulatory touch to promote the adoption of digital assets and ensure the U.S. remains a leader in digital asset innovation. I thought the government really doesn't touch crypto that much. National Digital Asset Stockpile. The executive order also explores the possibility of creating a national digital asset stockpile potentially derived from cryptocurrencies lawfully seized by the federal government. Yeah, seizing crypto. You buying any of this? You buying any of this? It's deep, my friends. Revelation 13, verses 4, and they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? This is talking about the Antichrist. But then also in Revelation, the beast is the beast system. But if you're listening to this and you're panicking, don't panic. Make sure you're saved. I'm reading from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Get your inner peace, my friends. Well, have a blessed day. And thank you for your support. Crazy. Great time to be alive, my friends. God bless.
We're thinking of a whole variety of options for how you could do better at authentication. So you can start with nearer term things like tokens or fobs that might have NFC or Bluetooth embedded in them. But you can also think about a means of authentication that you could simply wear on your skin every day for a week at a time, say an electronic tattoo. Now, we're talking about wearables. Everybody's interested in wearables. I'm profoundly interested in wearables. And what I will tell you is that we've made a lot of advances in wearables, but there's still some fundamental problems that we haven't solved. Like one of them is the mechanical mismatch between humans and electronics, right? So electronics are boxy and rigid, humans are curvy and soft. That's a mechanical mismatch problem. Well, a researcher at the University of Illinois, his name is Dr. Rogers, what he discovered is that he could use standard CMOS techniques to make islands of high-performance silicon connected by accordion-like structures that would allow it to stretch up to 200% and still be performing. And what he did is he founded a company and they started making electronic tattoos. So I'm wearing one here on my arm.
Do we have a camera to get a...
This is a developmental system made by MC10, and it has an antenna and some sensors embedded in it. And what we plan to do is work with them to advance a tattoo that could be used for authentication. Now, it may be true that 10 to 20-year-olds don't want to wear a watch on their wrist, but you can be sure that they'll be far more interested in wearing an electronic tattoo, if only to piss off their parents. Right?
And that can have a design, right?
Sure.
They would certainly want some kind of cool design.
Options. And that's something that you wear, but you could also imagine including authentication in just your daily habits. So I take a vitamin every morning. What if I could take vitamin authentication?
What?
Vitamin authentication. Look, I have one right here. Well, here, I'll let you hold it. Would you like to hold it?
I'll hold it.
Okay. So this...
You guys see it?
This pill has a small chip inside of it with a switch. It also has what amounts to an inside-out potato battery. When you swallow it, the acids in your stomach serve as the electrolyte, and they power it up, and the switch goes on and off. And it creates an 18-bit ECG-like signal in your body, and essentially your entire body becomes your authentication token. Yes, this is true. Okay, so wait. So it's really true. So what this means is that that becomes my first superpower. I really want this superpower. It means that my arms are like wires, my hands are like alligator clips. When I touch my phone, my computer, my door, my car, I'm authenticated in. First superpower. Like, I want that.
So we're not shipping that right away.
Yeah, no. We're not shipping that right away. But it sounds
This is FDA cleared?
So here's the thing. This is not science fiction. This pill was actually made by a company called Proteus, and they've developed it for medical applications. That pill has been CE stamped and cleared by the FDA. You can take 30 of those per day for the rest of your life.
And then what happens? Does your heart beat change?
We can just tell that you've taken the pill. I mean, the medical
The medical application. Does Google now know everything I do and everywhere I go? Because let's face it,
Here,
we like you guys, but you're from Google.
Just give him some water and let him take that pill right now.
Thanks.
Maybe Dennis. Dennis, let me ask you. Does Larry make you take one of
these? It's optional.
Optional.
So we actually have demoed this working and authenticating a phone.
It's at the end. What the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.